Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We're talking to Gidi Hansen, a licensed marriage and family therapist over at The Growing Place. And we've been talking for the last few weeks. This is week number 5 on a series on the things you have to give up to be happy. You got to give up limiting your belief systems. You have to quit complaining. You got to quit dwelling on the past. You have to stop worrying about the future. And that brings us to number 5. Gidi, what's number 5?
Number 5 is the need for others' approval.
You know, let me tell you something. And maybe I'm going off the rails here a little bit on this. I have been fascinated politically with what's going on in the world, particularly with our current president. I don't think I've ever come across, we've ever seen a person who could care less about having maybe certain people's approval. This is a person who just does what he, whether you agree with him or don't agree with him, this is just somebody psychologically who does not really worry about whether people seem to like him. I think he'd like to be well-liked, but I get the feeling this is just a guy who's going to do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it, where he wants to do it. There's almost, some people might say, it's a, without giving any political statement, it just seems like he's a guy that doesn't really need somebody's approval, which I find to be interesting. But whereas it seems like particularly there are people who really just want, for example, the media's approval. I got to have the media's approval. The media saying good things about me, I need that. Conversely, here's somebody who doesn't have that need at all. Where are people when it comes to our happiness on having the need for other people's approval?
Well, I think the need for acceptance and belonging is something that's inborn in all of us.
Uh-huh.
We are social creatures. We are born into a family. We are born into a culture and into a society. And I believe that, excuse me, God has put a deep need in all of us to belong and to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I believe to him, but also to other people. And you think of the body of Christ is all connected. We're all connected to each other. That's a form of redeeming that connectedness. Where we get into trouble with the need for approval is where we are willing to compromise who we are, our true identity, and the things we believe in order for others to like us.
Got to be careful where we go here, because I actually thought of the church when you were saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain social issues that the Bible forbids.
Mm-hmm.
And we could talk about, you know, it's homosexuality, dressing like the opposite sex, abortion, etc. Where, for instance, I use the term politician again, because this is kind of where I wanted to go with this, but there's other aspects of it. But just sticking with this, the church itself fails many churches, not all churches. Many of the churches fails in this area.
I think we all struggle for the need for others' approval.
And the need for society's approval to say that this is acceptable despite maybe...
It's a very strong influence on everybody.
Right.
It really is. And the reason it can make us unhappy and why it's on the 10 things you have to give up to be unhappy is you can so compromise yourself, your identity, your belief system to trying to please others that you lose yourself in that.
Oh, boy.
And you're always outwardly focused.
And then closer to the individual, for example, you know, like this could happen in many ways. It could happen in personal relationships. It could happen in work relationships where you're being asked to do something that you feel is just, you know, you're giving up maybe something about yourself because you so desperately crave other people's approval.
Yes, and it could be very subtle. It could be that you're not compromising anything, but you're constantly worrying about, do they like me? Do they not like me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I going to get the promotion? Am I not going to get the promotion?
Mm-hmm.
Do my kids like me? Does my spouse like me? What do I have to do to get people to like me? We can become very chameleon-like depending on which group we're with in order to fit in. And as I said at the top of the show, the need to fit in and belong and be connected is good.
Mm-hmm.
The way we get there may make us miserable.
That made me think of a quote by Lou Holtz, who's a former football coach at Notre Dame, and it kind of ties in here, not completely. He said, don't ever share your problems with other people, because 90% of them don't care, and the other 10% are glad you have them. Which kind of dovetails into this, which is that seeking other people's approval, you might be wasting your time, because maybe people just don't care about some of the issues you have.
Yes.
And so you might be thinking, boy, I've done this. I hope that my boss will recognize it and send out something, say something nice. Or I did this. I hope my wife will recognize this and say, I hope the kids will say something. I hope my neighbor will notice that I did this for them when they weren't home. I did something. You might be thinking I did something. You know, I came into the station. I cleaned up or something. I hope somebody will notice it and give me attention or whatever it might be. To the need for people's approval. It's a difference between saying, gosh, I hope that somebody will recognize something, and saying, I need that approval.
Exactly. That's a very good point. That need is what can make us miserable.
But the reality is, a lot of people might not even be paying attention to the things that you're doing in your life.
They don't even care.
They don't even care. That's what we're talking about here. The need for other people's approval. You need to give that up. I need to give that up. We all need to give that up in order to have a happy life. Don't go looking around for other people's approval, because other people might not even be paying attention to anything you have to say or do. We'll continue our discussion with Gidi right after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Do you crave for other people's approval? I got to admit, I do a little bit. I don't want to say crave. I wish it would happen. I wish people would recognize something that I've done, maybe in the workplace, but you know, or something at home. But you know, the reality is, people got their own problems to deal with.
Yes.
They're thinking the same thing. I got to do this. I got to do this. I'm not even paying attention.
Yes.
To what you might be doing.
Yes.
And so it really is sort of just a fruitful effort to waste your energy, to waste your mind power thinking, I wonder if people think what I'm doing is okay.
Yes. And, you know, I think what we really need to do is, if we seek God's approval, first and foremost, if that's what's motivating us, then the rest is in His hands. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus said, if they receive me, they will receive you. If they reject me, they will reject you. I think it's healthy to want to please God, but to try to always be pleasing people is very unhealthy. It'll create misery in a person's life.
And it has the adverse effect of making you look needy and making you look weak.
Driving people away.
Right. It makes you look weak.
Yeah.
And kind of smarmy in some ways.
Yeah,
I've seen it in the workplace where somebody is so, the only word that comes up is hell bent, and I shouldn't use it on a Christian station, but so driven to say, did you notice what I did here? Maybe they'll send out a text or an email. I did this, and this, and it's like somebody just want that. They're craving an attaboy. When just take it the opposite effect. When you come across somebody like that who is craving some sort of approval, maybe from you, is it important to give that to them?
I think it's a case-by-case situation. You know, sometimes the people really need encouragement. And, you know, I feel okay giving it. And other times it just feels like a manipulation.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel it's healthy. I don't want to be a part of it.
So it's the need for others' approval as opposed to maybe
the joy or, you
know, desire.
If somebody does approve or notice what I'm doing, isn't that wonderful?
Right.
But for that to be a motivator for me, for that to be what drives me,
right,
is very, makes for unhappiness.
Do you find that that happens in the home a lot? Or do you find that kind of thing happens more in the workplace?
I think it happens everywhere. It happens in friendships. It happens at work, at home. You know, sometimes you can see the dynamic between a couple, and one spouse is always trying to please and get the approval of the other one, and the other one is usually withholding it. I mean, that's why they come in, right?
Right.
because they're not getting along.
Uh-huh.
And no matter what the first spouse is doing to try to earn the approval or the acceptance, the other one's always finding fault and rejecting and pushing away. And you've got to break that cycle.
You know, it's interesting because it's important for couples to need each other, too. I think of another movie, Hannah and Her Sisters, which you would like, by the way. It's a Woody Allen movie.
I saw it years ago. I don't remember it very much.
You remember that there was that when the Michael Caine character is talking to Mia Farrow character and saying he winds up having an affair with her sister, which is just awful, and says, you know, basically he's making an excuse. You don't need me. You are so capable. You're so good at everything you do. You don't need me. I want to be needed. And the fact is, you never come to me. You never ask me for advice. You never come to me. You don't need me. Mm-hmm. It is important, isn't it, to a degree, to have to be needed.
I think it's important to have reciprocal needs met by the people, you know, that you love.
Right.
And that's what a real relationship is about. Because although we shouldn't be needing other people's approval, we do need other people.
Right.
All of us do. I mean, I wouldn't be here if I didn't need other people.
I guess maybe it has to do with...
Well, let me just explain what I mean by that.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I needed God to exist, and then I needed my two parents to exist. I got up this morning. I needed the people who created the refrigerator, transported the food to the grocery store. I mean, who made my clothes, the person who built my car, the gas station that sells the gas. I mean, I am so interwoven and interconnected through need with everyone around me for me to have the fallacious thinking that I don't need anybody. I'm completely deluded.
You see, I guess maybe I don't want to say I'm pushing back, but I kind of think that there, in some situations, in fact, maybe in more than we realize, we do need other people's approval. I mean, my kids, for example, need the approval of me and my wife to say, yeah, I approve that, you know, Dad, am I doing well? And look, I'm doing this. I did this. I got straight A's.
Yeah, now remember, this is not saying approval is what you have to give up to be happy.
Uh-huh.
It's saying the need for others' approval.
Okay.
So approval in and of itself is really neutral in my book.
Okay.
It can be used in a positive way. It can be used in a negative way. It can be used to manipulate someone, or it could be used to encourage someone.
I still kind of see, Gidi, that I do think people, when in a loving relationship, have needs. And I think maybe there are needs that you should that you need someone's approval, maybe even in the workplace.
Well,
there's a certain degree of it.
Let me put this to you. Let's say a husband has a very strong personal belief and the wife disagrees with it.
Uh-huh.
And harasses him day and night, but he will not give up that strong personal belief because he believes he loves his wife, but he believes that this is what God is calling him to, and he's going to do it.
Then we'll continue with this. This is a very interesting last segment coming up. Things that you need to give up to be happy, the need for others' approval when we come back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Oh, interesting discussion. The need for others' approval. We should give that up in order to be happy. And maybe there's a distinction between the need, if the others are maybe loved ones or people we love, as opposed to maybe just people on the street.
Well, the thing is, I think we need to be accepted and cherished and loved. But if I make the need for other people's approval a motivator in my life, I'm completely off track. Mm-hmm. I've lost track of what I believe in. I've lost track of my identity. Mm-hmm. I've become this chameleon. I'm one person with my spouse and my children, another person at work, another person with my friends. So, you know, let's not confuse love and acceptance and encouragement and support with the need for others to approve of me.
Okay. So So when you're dealing about, when you have people into your office and mm-hmm. you're talking about this particular issue, somebody comes in and says, I really need my boss to really approve of what I need his or her saying, you know, you're doing a great job and you're wonderful. I need that.
Yeah, I would say, what is it you lack in yourself?
Okay.
That you need this from your boss? Uh-huh. Are you doing a good job?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, can you give yourself that approval? I'll tell you where this is really, really harmful. I know Iranian Muslims mm-hmm. who secretly love and worship Christ. Mm-hmm. And they tell me, I can't become a Christian until my father dies or my mother dies. Hmm. Or if I confess, and we're talking about in America now.
Right.
Where nobody's going to drag you off to jail and torture you as they do in Iran, which right. is where I'm from. There's a beautiful example where the need for someone else's approval is very detrimental.
So when you're talking about big principles, and I started the show talking, and maybe it will work, nicely, about our current president who stands by his convictions, and whether you agree with him or not, same with the president previously, President Obama, stood by his convictions and said, this is what I believe, and I'm not going to need the approval of various others in order for me to stick by my guns and continue what I'm going to believe or say or do. Maybe there's something admirable about that, I suppose.
Well, either that, or again, we're coming back to this idea of locus of control. I'm just going to allow my circumstances and everybody around me to dictate who I am, what I do, what I believe, mm-hmm. what I want, what I desire. And I'm going to turn into this chameleon so I can get this fleeting approval mm-hmm. from people who are just as imperfect as I am.
That's not
a way I want to live.
That's a good way. That's a good thing. That's very, very wise, because you want other people. That's a very good point. The other people's approval whom you seek.
Yes.
They're just as
flawed as I am.
Exactly. That's the
yeah.
word.
Yeah. They're just as flawed as I am. And I need a little bit of a higher standard to live by.
That is so good. That is a great reminder, because when we think, oh, gosh, I hope this is working out. The person whose approval you are seeking is also flawed. Maybe not as flawed as you. Maybe flawed even more. You don't have any idea. Because we say this all the time. You have no idea. Somebody, I've seen people, I would never want to be judged by my worst moment, ever. I would never, I, it would be, and I, it would be unfair to, for me to be judged by my best moment. You know, those are slivers of someone's life. And people make judgments based on just slivers of people's lives. And so when we seek someone's approval, we don't know really anything about that person.
No, we don't.
We don't know anything
we
about
don't.
That person.
But if we seek God's approval, I believe we're on a much healthier track. Now, not to beat myself up every time I fall or sin or make a mistake. That's not what I'm advocating. But to have a standard that's higher and better than I am, that I strive for. You know, Paul talked about pressing towards the goal, not that I have arrived, but that's the direction I'm going.
You know, all these discussions, it seems, these points, you know, limiting beliefs, complaining, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, now the need for others' approval. In a way, it all kind of circles around toward forgiveness. The ability to forgive other people, for you to forgive yourself, be able to accept God's forgiveness. Because if you can accept God's forgiveness, you don't really need other people's approval.
That's
as much.
Right.
If you
That's
can just
right.
accept His forgiveness, you won't worry about the future.
That's right.
If you can accept God's forgiveness, you won't dwell in the past.
That's
if you can
true.
Accept God's forgiveness, you won't be complaining as much.
That's
about
right.
things. I mean, it really comes down to, and I bet when we go down this list, we'll probably come down to in some strange way, it'll circle toward God being able to accept God's forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a big part of it. The need for others' approval, something you have to give up in order to be happy.
Yes.
Wow. And the only approval you really need is that from God.
From
really.
God.
That
yeah.
really is it.
Yep. Yeah. That's the only one. And then the day is coming when that's the only thing that's going to count.
That really is. Yeah. And even then, you're going to rely on the forgiveness part.
On His grace.
Because He's not going to look at any of our lives and said, oh, yeah, you led a great life, you're in.
Yeah.
None of us get in by that. We only get in through the blood of Jesus. Oh, what an interesting discussion. Gidi Hansen, thank you so much for being with us at The Growing Place. Gidi Hansen, if you ever want to make an appointment with her, one of their other licensed family and marriage therapists, you can reach them at 588-0448 or go to tgplace.org. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.